This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened. Where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Know how much constitution you can stand, but we can stand a whole lot here. And Jonathan E. Mord helping us to do that each and every week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jonathan, welcome back, my friend.
Yes, sir, Robert. Glad to be here.
It is I'm a little dizzy, honestly, this week, trying to keep up with all of the Democrat and some Republican, but mostly Democrat attempts to stifle freedom of speech in America. When it comes to discussion of vaccination, you know, they're calling on censorship and Facebook and Twitter and Google, everything. I mean, it's like, how cowardly do you have to be to call for outright censorship of things you disagree with? I mean, you're afraid people might discover that what you believe is not correct?
Yeah, it's part and parcel of the far left that there's total intolerance for dissenting points of view. And that has been a hallmark of totalitarianism. And so it's not surprising that the far left, which actually reaches the point of totalitarianism when they're advocating socialism, would embrace the idea that dissent is not allowed. The university has variously been that way for decades and decades. I remember the intolerance when I was a student at the University of Illinois. I remember total intolerance when I was in law school at DePaul University. They just did not want to hear any dissenting viewpoint from a liberal orthodoxy, and they were very far left then.
Mm-hmm.
But what was at the university now has progressed into society such that some 20-25% of the Democratic Party identifies themselves as socialists or favoring socialism, having a positive view of it. And then you have the situation that, you know, there are members of Congress now who are avowed socialists, and these people are totally intolerant of dissent.
Well, I just think censorship is a cowardly thing to do, right? And remember, the First Amendment was not written to protect speech that you agree with. It was written to protect things that you might not want to hear, you might not like to hear. And for them to be coming after us who have different viewpoints on medicine, on health, on healing, you know, we already know that censorship is the standard business practice in Congress, as they've turned over their authority to a bureaucratic oligarchy, as you've written about in The Rise of Tyranny. You know, the FDA, the FTC, they say what you can and can't say about dietary supplements, even if there's science to support what you want to say about what it really does.
Well, the First Amendment's very purpose is to defend the dissenting voice. Obviously, there's no need for a First Amendment for the majority, because the majority can adhere to a position and defend it with the law. But when it comes to the minority, they need to have a recognition for the right of freedom of speech, a right that precedes government, a right that comes from God, a right that is individual, a right that you possess against all others. Now, that doesn't mean that you have a right to take someone's property to communicate mm-hmm. your views. But with your own property, you may communicate your views. And you may do so by writing and by speaking and by publishing on the web and by any number of ways of communicating your views. The fact that your views are repulsive to others does not mean that they're unprotected. To the contrary, it's precisely that your views are not theirs that they are protected. In other words, we defend the freedom to communicate information that the majority rejects. That's what, if you believe in the First Amendment, you believe that every individual has a right to his or her own views, and no other government power may be exercised to deny you the right to communicate that.
Well, and this is why I find it so ironic, and I hope, Eric, if Cheryl hasn't called in the stack, her numbers, you got her? All right, bring her in, pot her up, tell me, if Cheryl, you with us?
I am. Hi,
Cheryl
guys. How are you?
Yay, back. We're so glad we're talking about
here, Cheryl. Cheryl's opinion on this. How about
yes, calls for censorship, and also your article about the leftist and Democrat hypocrisy of them finding the Constitution suddenly. What's all that about?
Well, I just found it odd that House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler made this big show of concern on CNN about reigning in this White House. And, you know, by all appearances, it seemed that Donald Trump was practically being a dictator. And, you know, it wasn't that long ago that we had to deal with 8 years of Barack Obama, not just giving appearances of being a dictator, but he just was openly flaunting the Constitution. You know, we've had immigration and the fallout from that because of Obama's executive orders. We've had his executive orders on climate change. We've had his executive orders on gun control, all of which Donald Trump has been able to overturn using his executive orders and in part congressional approval. But to slam this president for being a dictator, it just flies in the face of comparative logic when you go back just a couple years to the previous administration.
Yeah, and this is the thing about the Constitution. It's not a convenient document. It's a blueprint for how you're supposed to govern. And, of course, it's a limiting document. It's not one that says what American people can and can't do. It's more or less what the government is not supposed to do. And then there are very specific enumerated powers that they're granted. Now, there are certainly controversies on some of these executive orders, whether we go back from FDR forward. And, Jonathan, you know this. And I think reasonable people can agree and disagree and argue for their position on this. But right now, again, the hypocrisy of the left going, Trump is a dictator? I'm like, where were you the last 8 years?
Well, what's ironic about it in addition is the point that you've got these far left Democrats in the Congress of the United States that are attempting to subvert the Constitution and basically deny others the right to freedom of speech, freedom of religion. They condemn Christianity. They condemn Judaism. They applaud the use of government power to advance the interests of Maduro, who's a communist, who doesn't believe in one whit of freedom and has been suppressing and killing his people for a long, long time. These individuals think they have a right to freedom of speech without any limitation, and yet when it comes to dissent from their views, they have no room or tolerance for that whatsoever. And so they don't answer to press inquiries. They flee from the press when the inquiry calls into question something they believe. These are people who have no appreciation for the freedom of speech, have no appreciation for the freedom of the press, and yet they're in government. They adhere to a socialist agenda. They believe that government control is what it's all about. They reject the idea of our constitutional limited federal republic.
Well, Cheryl, what do you see? Are there any Democrats? And we always look for them, and we're willing to spotlight if they do something good and go, hey, remember the Constitution, but not just when it's convenient.
You know, I try and keep an eye out for Democrats that seem more moderate as well. And it seems to me, particularly lately, just look at what's going on this week with the resolution to condemn anti-Semitism and so forth. It seems like the moderate Democrats are being silent. And if you're silent in the face of something that you know is wrong, if you're silent in the face of evil, then that makes you part and parcel of the problem. And I think that's the big problem right now. You have the Democratic Party being pulled so far to the left that those who might be regarded as moderate, those who might have some views where they could find some sort of consensus with the Republicans right now, they're just being cowed into silence. And I think that's going to bode poorly for the Democratic Party come 2020 elections, which really is a good thing for conservatives.
Well, it seems like much of the political left, I mean, their biggest concern is about making everybody transgendered or something strange like that, or talking LGBTQ, all of this stuff. And I'm thinking about, you know, the anti-Semitism issue and Omar, this Muslim. And again, we're all for freedom of religion here. But if you were living under a Muslim-dominated theocracy or something close to that, how are LGBTQ people treated under such a government?
Yeah, they're completely persecuted, right? I mean, it was just a few years ago that we saw videos of, radical Muslims throwing gay people off of rooftops as punishment. These are real persecutions that go on, which is kind of a mind boggler when you consider that the Democrats, the party of women's rights, the party of, as you just pointed out, the LGBTQ's rights and so forth, they embrace Islam, and they make no distinction between moderate Muslim and radical Islamism. They see it as just all part and parcel of the same religion, no politics involved, and that it should all be openly embraced. So you raise a really good point.
Yeah, this is where I see a deficiency of critical thinking skills, Jonathan.
Well, it's really an indictment of those also who have voted these people in. They've forgotten, or they have chosen to reject, the fundamental premise of this country, which is that freedom is the paramount objective that we all endeavor to preserve, protect, and defend. And freedom is defined by individual choice. It's a constitution that protects individual rights against the power of the state, limiting the power of the state so as not to usurp or take away the rights of the individual. These people have no hesitation whatsoever in swallowing up your rights, whether it's your property through redistribution. Or, you know, any number of things. So,
yeah. Well, remember, folks, your rights come to you by virtue of your birth, not by membership in any particular group, whether it be political or whether it be a gender identity scenario. Your rights supersede and are beyond any group politics. We'll get to that more after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag. Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Bell Freedom, Healing Liberty on the line here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. One special hour of the week we get Jonathan Emord, and not as often as we'd like, but she's here. We're grateful for it. It's Cheryl Chumley, and she's from the Washington Times. Jonathan, you had a question on the break. Let's ask her and see what she has to say.
Well, the Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, seems to be torn in two directions. On the one hand, she seems to want to restrain the excesses of the liberal wing of the Democratic Party, but then on the other hand, she seems under pressure to cave to that part of the Democratic Party. The real question I have is Nancy Pelosi indicative of an implosion that's taking place within the Democratic Party where the far left has gone so far that it's tearing itself away from even liberal Democrats, so they feel uncomfortable?
That's really interesting what's going on this week with Nancy Pelosi. It's a little bit delicious for conservatives who have been studying Nancy Pelosi and their targets for years now, because this is the woman that stood up to Republicans and forced through Obamacare. And, you know, she withstood all the political fires, and she's the enemy number one now that conservatives love to hate. And here she is being pushed aside by her own up-and-coming newcomers in the party, the people who haven't even put in their time yet, so to speak, in politics. And she's being thrown in the corner and forced to go in a direction that she doesn't want to. I don't think that this is going to be lasting. I think soon enough that these newcomers in the Democratic Party are going to be a little bit quieted. And I think in terms of the elections, I think if Republicans were smart, they would make a big issue out of this anti-Semitism resolution, because Nancy Pelosi made a big political mistake in watering it down. Instead of getting a direct condemnation of anti-Semitism, naming the party at hand, Omar, who brought this issue to the forefront. We have a resolution that basically says in 8 pages that we don't agree with any type of discrimination. So it says nothing. So I think that's a political misstep on her part, and I think Republicans need to capitalize on that. But by the same token, Democrats, I think, are going to come together as they normally do, and I think they're going to sell socialism to a younger voter because that's what's working right now for the party.
Mm. Jonathan, I have a question for you. You know, my mom's from Israel, and you know, she's here in America for a long time now. And so I asked this question just based on the First Amendment. Is there anybody that could say, hey, isn't this a rebuke of free speech? We might not like what this woman said in Congress, but is this trying to stifle her freedom of speech? How do we parse that discussion?
Well, I don't think that it's a question of whether she has the freedom to communicate those views. It's really a question of whether she should be in the leadership in the Democratic Party or whether she should be viewed as representative of Democratic opinion. And she's on the Foreign Affairs Committee. As a result, you know, she's a representative of the Democratic Party on that committee. And they have to either make her persona non grata within the Congress or, you know, endorse what she says. If you don't remove her, then you're condoning her as a spokesperson for that viewpoint, because it's the Democratic leadership that determines who gets to sit in those positions.
Right.
So, she can be a member of Congress, and she can be voted by people who are anti-Semites, and they can put her in there, and she can have an anti-Semitic viewpoint. But for any person who's respectable in the world, anti-Semitism is totally unacceptable, and they should condemn it. So why they don't rise to condemn it immediately is the real question, as Cheryl's pointing out, and I agree with her 100%. That ought to be a drumbeat the Republicans present.
And play it
and
out
they
in
ought
the next
be
election.
Acting right now to speak out in outrage about this.
Cheryl, do you think Pelosi's afraid of her own radical left wing in her left wing politics coming after her if she actually is more direct in this?
You know, I would like to think that, but I do just because I'm no fan of Nancy Pelosi, but I don't think she is. I really don't. I think that she is probably looking at these newcomer far leftists as a way of bringing forth some policies that she herself has wanted to bring forth in recent years, but couldn't because she wanted to appear moderate. So now she's basically using these voices to push the party in the direction where she wants it to go.
Okay. Good perspective here, Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times. Hang in there. I just want to find out what you're working on so we can let everybody watching on YouTube know what you're working on as far as articles coming out shortly, and then we'll let you go. Jonathan Ebord is with me for the rest of the hour. Sacred Fire of Liberty is on. We do have a question of the day from one of our listeners, and it relates to something Jonathan and I have talked about in terms of identification and vaccine mandates. Also, the AAPS has a position on it, and Trump's emergency wall declaration. So we got a lot to do on the show. Stick with us. Go to robertscottbell.com. All the links are up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives passed a bill condemning hate speech. Now, this started out as a proposed resolution condemning anti-Semitism, but was expanded amid disagreements among Democrats. The original proposal was aimed at recent comments by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, The freshman lawmaker recently accused pro-Israel advocates of pushing an alliance to a foreign country. Republican Congressman from Georgia Doug Collins debating the resolution.
By bringing together things that are thrown together at the last minute, that leave out death threats to any other member besides two groups of members, that leave out others who have been hated upon, it breaks my heart.
American Airlines is grounding planes and canceling flights due to a problem with overhead compartments. The airline says an outside vendor recently updated several Boeing 737 aircraft, but the work was not up to their standards. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Ebor continues. And again, a special happy birthday wishes to our friend Cheryl Chumley. Her birthday is tomorrow. And we'd love to celebrate with her every time she comes on here, Jonathan. So happy birthday, Cheryl.
Happy birthday, Cheryl.
Yeah. So we've got, again, Gottlieb left. We're not sure why. There's a lot of things that are not clear about it. You've indicated that the White House might not have been privy to his plans to leave suddenly. We hope and pray that it'll be someone more friendly to the First Amendment, to freedom of speech and healing. And we'll see where it goes from here in this Trump administration. Again, there's been inconsistency in terms of appointees, and I think the pharmaceutical industry has so much sway over FDA. I don't think I could exaggerate how much sway they apparently have, Jonathan.
Well, whoever is going to be in the position of being the FDA commissioner, that is a dictatorship FDA. You have one person at the top. You don't even have a number of commissioners. You have one chairman of the FDA. So it's a total dictatorship there. And what ordinarily happens is that no matter who is under consideration, they're shot down unless they pass the pharma litmus test. They have to be a friend of pharma, and they can't get through Congress, can't get the support they need to be put in the position if they don't.
Right.
And there's a real stranglehold by pharma over Congress when it comes to these fundamental questions that could affect the future of the pharmaceutical industry. So as a result, you frequently get, as Scott Lieb was, an apologist for pharmaceutical interests who looks askance at anything that could potentially compete with the drug model.
Right.
And that's unfortunately a pattern. And it's, you know, the last time there was a difference from that was the Reagan administration, and they drummed out of office the Reagan appointee.
Hmm.
But there hasn't been anybody in that position who has been truly independent and willing to take an axe to the pharmaceutical industry since, you know, its inception, since the 1930s.
Couldn't we say, though, that this is a reflection of the ignorance of the American people, or the fact that the vast majority of them are on multiple medications approved by the FDA? We certainly know that congressional critters are on a lot of those drugs. And, you know, so as I've argued and you've argued for health freedom here, I've talked about, you know, there are so many other ways to be healthy than through a toxic ingestible pill that's approved by government. And that seems to be a foreign concept for most people, just like when we talk about syringes and needles, that, you know, there are other ways to raise children healthily and even navigate childhood infections without vaccines. And people go, wait, that's not possible. They've been completely hoodwinked and programmed.
Well, one of the most profitable things to do as a member of Congress is to accept the money that comes from the pharmaceutical lobby. Every member of Congress gets money from the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers Association and a whole host of other drug company and physician lobbying entities, and they all push for the same basic direction, which is to have this monopoly regime at the FDA that protects drug companies from any source of competition. So while you'll have hearings where all of this corruption is exposed at the FDA, you almost never, and indeed it really is never, see any bill come out of a committee of Congress that fundamentally changes the dynamic to stop the corruption. So they'll prance about and have these hearings and look sternly at witnesses and suggest that they're up in arms over the corruption, over inside FDA support for drug company interests against the medical reviewers and approval of unsafe drugs and all of this that we've seen over the years. And nothing is done to stop it. Absolutely nothing from outside the agency. Not a thing.
Hmm. And then we ask the question of, you know, are we going to continue to do whatever got us here and expect that same effort, that same focus, the same strategy would result in a different outcome?
Well, exactly. And it's the sad reality is that unless we were to take out of the FDA the power of approving drugs, basically get rid of the FDA, we're not going to see an end to this. And people say, oh, how could you possibly do that? Drugs, unsafe drugs would be flooding the market. Well, there's an easy answer to that, and that is to create a statutory regime that determines the qualifications for universities to review and test and determine the safety and efficacy of any proposed drug in a blinded system of review.
Mm.
So you could have multiple testing centers at universities, not at the FDA, where academics who are qualified and meet the statutory requirements could be in the business of performing tests to assess the safety and efficacy of any proposed drug. And if they favored it, it would go on the market. And if they didn't think it worked, it wouldn't. And it would be blinded so that the drug companies couldn't exercise influence over it. I suggested this, you know, so many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that it's just not in the pharmaceutical company's interest to have any independent, fair review. they depend upon undue influence at the FDA to ensure that there's no serious independent testing. You know, no drug that is submitted to the FDA for drug application submitted to the FDA it relies on any independent testing. It's all based on the conflict of interest drug company's own testing.
Right. The game is rigged for them.
No testing. Yeah. The FDA never tests.
Right. And so we end up, and my argument as well to add to that, of like, what would we do without the FDA? People would live. They would actually take more care and caution before they ingested something that they now believe and perceive as safe and effective, because the FDA has this aura for some people still that it actually cares and is protecting you. But we've seen peer-reviewed articles over the years, decades now, in fact, acknowledging that at least 106,000 Americans, some have argued upwards of 784,000 Americans or more, are dying every year due to taking FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. So I don't think it could get much worse if you got rid of the FDA.
Well, our population, the American citizen, is the most heavily drugged person on earth. We have more pharmaceutical drugs that we pump into people in their senior years than any other nation on earth. And we are way down there in longevity. We're one of the worst in the industrialized world in keeping people alive.
Yeah.
So year after year, FDA publishes a approval of a marketing for a quote-unquote breakthrough drug. Year after year, we have so many breakthrough drugs every year, my goodness, it makes your head spin.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, with all of these breakthroughs, we've not been able to break through longevity. We've come down, and we're far worse off as far as
the trend is down. Yeah.
Than any other part of the industrialized world, just about.
Well, and to add to that, Jonathan, the industrialized nations, of which the United States is still part, and number one in a lot of things, you don't want to be number one in deaths to drugs or number one in taking these drugs, but we're pretty close on that. And infant mortality, highest of the industrialized nations. Think about what we do the first day someone is born in a hospital. We give them an aluminum-containing hepatitis B vaccination. I think that's indefensible. Outside of maybe you could argue if it was a prostitute who had hepatitis B infection delivering a baby. But even then, we have other ways to address that. So, Jonathan, yeah, we are self-effacing enough. We're looking within and saying, you know what? We've got our problems here. The Constitution is not the problem. People's unwillingness to know what it really means and follow it, that's the problem on every level of government.
Yeah. It's really tragic to see that the Food and Drug Administration, after so many years of being touted as the essential element to protect the American public from risks of disease and from unsafe drugs, well, my goodness, year after year, there are more unsafe drugs in the market. People are dying right and left from drugs that are properly administered that have lethal consequences. And you've got a medical system in the United States said to be one of the best in the world, but people don't live. They don't live long. And the reason is we've got a drug-based model that isn't working.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that every drug is bad. There's some great drugs out there that save people's lives. But I'm saying that we've gone so overboard in promoting drugs as the key therapeutic agent for every disease that we've lost our marbles. We really have inventions in medicine. Innovation is suppressed right and left in the United States. You can't get anywhere. You can't get a substance into the market unless you have hundreds of millions of dollars to surmount the FDA's drug approval process, which means that you have to be one of the monopolies the agency protects, one of the giant pharmaceutical firms. So what about all these people at the university and elsewhere who come up with something that has a promise of being able to treat or cure a disease? Well, they're out of luck. So innovation is squelched. All you have, the only innovation is from the drug companies themselves, and they have the least incentive to innovate in areas that don't have the maximum profitability. But everybody else who could have, you know, treat one rare illness or another, they've got huge disincentives to block them, keep them out of the marketplace. So, you know, you got to hope that you get a garden variety disease, and you got to hope that the big drug companies come up with a good solution for it, because if they don't, You're stuck with what they have, like in the case of most cancers.
Right. Unless you go outside that system and you find a doctor willing to risk his career or her career to buck that system and say, you know what? I don't believe cancer is a drug deficiency disease or syndrome. How many times over the years have you seen ailment, or let's just say symptoms that were just symptoms that suddenly become a classified disease when a drug company identifies a drug that can go, oh, we can get rid of those symptoms. Now let's call it a disease. Remember, like restless leg syndrome. So if you sell magnesium as a dietary supplement and you say it's for restless legs, then they say, no, you can't do that anymore because now it's a drug and not a supplement.
Well, you know you're in trouble when the major pharmaceutical firms depend upon New York marketing firms to help identify for them what the next drug should be. So you get these things like restless leg syndrome. It becomes characterized as a disease because they say, oh, well, you know, we haven't addressed the fact that some people, when they sleep at night, their legs move. You know, I mean, come on.
Well, and even something like erectile dysfunction, as you know, Viagra was previously a blood pressure type medicine that had a side effect that they remarketed as a direct effect and becomes now a recreational drug. And we would look at erectile dysfunction and say, you know what? There are issues of toxicity and deficiency of substances that have nothing to do with Viagra or Cialis or anything like that. All right, more powerful healing. We got a question of the day about vaccine mandates. Next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
We do get a lot of questions here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but not every day. People ask questions of my good friend and co-host once a week here, Sacred Fire of Liberty. That would be for Jonathan Emord. We got one right now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question, Jonathan, is something that we've addressed in the past few weeks, but maybe they want to hear it from you and more directly. I don't know, but it's a question for Jonathan Emord. My question pertains to federal vaccine mandates. It's my understanding that vaccines can only be mandated at the state level. There have been a lot of panic and speculation lately about the possibility of federal vaccine mandates as the direct result of recent measles hearings in D.C. My suspicion, he says, is that the real threat coming from the federal level will likely stem from indirect mandates tied to real ID state compliance. My question, Jonathan, is do the feds really have the authority to indirectly mandate adult vaccination via real ID? And what would be the legal framework entail to make that happen? Or would such a mandate be legal in the first place? So I get where he's asking. We sort of covered it, but maybe you have a direct laser-like response.
Well, I don't believe under the Constitution of the United States the federal government has a power to usurp the right of the states to regulate and control the practice of medicine. Historically, it has been in the province of the states. And so it would be an affirmative action that would be akin to usurping the local law enforcement power. Hmm. Health and safety is a local power. So if you compel the states to adopt laws contrary to their own that allow no exemptions from vaccination, you have commandeered a fundamental aspect of the states, and I think that that would violate the basic premise of federalism that underlies the Constitution.
Right. And you heard we talked a little bit about the real ID thing and how the head of Homeland Security has the authority, at least under their mandate, even though I would argue unconstitutionally, that they can add requirements to real ID. I'm already opposed to making the Social Security number an identification number, which it wasn't supposed to be ever, right, in the law itself. But if they could expand it to include medical records, vaccine status, this is what is concerning me in that context of a slippery slope.
It is. And the callers or the question that was submitted is a good one, because all manner of things could be used through that real ID to coerce people into actions that they would otherwise wish not to take, or to embarrass them, humiliate them, publicize information about them. So as with all power exercised by the government, in the end, the question is it under the Constitution lawful? And I don't believe there is a lawful power for the federal government to regulate the practice of medicine. And it certainly doesn't exist under the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. It certainly doesn't exist under the Public Health Act. And it certainly doesn't exist under the Constitution. So I think in the first instance, you would have to violate basic protections of federalism.
Yes.
You would have to control the states on the federal level. You would have to turn the states into mere functionaries for public health.
Right.
And that, I think, would violate the Constitution. I think it would violate precedent of the Supreme Court, which has said that the federal government may not regulate the states as mere functionaries of the federal government.
So, Jonathan, who would push back? I mean, who do you know that would sue the feds and which agency on this issue of real ID? Because I think it's already in violation of the Constitution by mandating the states, you know, dictating to them what an ID should contain, including the SSN and then the expansion potentially into medical records.
Well, if there's going to be a reaction to this against it, it would have to come from the states in the first instance, because the states are being compelled to implement these programs. And they would have to object to it on federalism grounds. I think when it comes to vaccination, you have a stronger argument than exists based on the general idea that people have to be registered, because there is precedent, of course, to support the Social Security Administration, and there's a long history of the Social Security number, and there are various arguments, you know, for the draft, that people can be identified and so on. But while that precedent exists, whether you like it or not, it exists. When it comes to usurpation of state laws regulating public health, that is unprecedented.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to the time somebody steps up and goes, you know what, I'm gonna take it on in the on a state legislature basis, but if it has to be sued out, I don't know. But anyway, Jonathan, great show. Once again, happy birthday to Cheryl Chumley tomorrow, and we'll look forward to having you back on next week if time permits for you.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all. Remember, the power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.